monster. Look at these minions I've brought to you.
This is Sorak, and you're listening to the Scarab Swarmcast, hosted by John Manis of the Scarab Gaming Convention, Columbia, South Carolina. That's what you're doing.
Scarab is the South Carolina Anime, Role-Playing, and Board Gaming Convention in Columbia, South Carolina. In addition to the annual convention, the members of Scarab, also known as the Scarab Swarm, travel to retailers, conventions, and meetups to demo a variety of games. In this podcast, we highlight topics such as gaming, conventions, the people behind it all, and more. I'm your host, John Manis, and this is the Swarmcast.
Will inherit the earth.
Everybody tries to tell you that you're different, so you run away and wonder if it makes sense. But the day will come when you will get a new chance. The tables turn, and you know you'll be much more than they see. In time, you'll find we were the ones who used to make fun of. We stayed at home alone instead of falling.
So here we are at episode 4 of the Scarab Swarmcast. Starting us off there, bringing us in, that was iFi Dragons with their song The Geek Shall Inherit the Earth. Really good song, really cool album. You should check them out at ifightdragons.com. That's all one word. They're currently working on another album that's going to be out by the end of this year. So I know I'm looking forward to that, and I encourage everybody else to go check it out. And of course, if you've listened to the Swarmcast before, you know we also play some music by MC Lars. Go check him out on mclars.com and also look for him to be coming to your area as he's currently on the Warped Tour. So yeah, so what are we going to be doing on this episode of the Swarmcast? Well, we've got a Swarm interview with Miles and Liz Schultz from Scarab Swarm. We've also got some buzz, and I'm going to start things off with the news. And now, Scarab News! Over the course of the summer, the Scarab Swarm has gone to several conventions. The Swarm is going to be traveling about 8,400 miles, putting in 1,100 plus hours of gaming in 4.5 months. That's quite a bit of gaming. Here's some other events that are going to be going on in the months of July and August. July 5th through 7th is PaizoCon in Seattle, Washington. If you're a big fan of Pathfinder, you'll definitely be interested in that. July 12th through 14th, StormCon in Somerville, South Carolina. July 26th through 28th is going to be MonsterCon in Greenville, South Carolina. You should go check all of those out. And of course, the Scarab Swarm is ramping up for August 15th through 18th, Gen Con in Indianapolis, Indiana. This is a big one, folks, especially for Scarab Swarm. Scarab Swarm is going to be working the Paizo Pathfinder Society tables in particular. If you would like the Scarab Swarm to be at any of your events, please drop us a line on Facebook or go to our website and drop us a line. And make sure that you give us 4 to 8 weeks lead time to get everything ready, get everything that we need to be prepared to bring it to your gaming convention or to your shop or to your event the way that it needs to be done. On the note of Pathfinder Society, some of you may have noticed on Scarab's website or on Scarab's Facebook, two very interesting looking dice that represent the Lantern Lodge and the Shadow Lodge. How do you get one of these remembrance dice? Well, if you come to Scarab January 2014 and show us either or both of your Chronicles 421 or 423 dated prior to August 14th, we will give you one or both of these dice while supplies last. For full details, you'll want to check out our Facebook posts and check out the Scarab website. That's it for the Scarab news for right now. Coming up, we have Meet the Swarm, where I'm going to be talking with Miles and Liz Schultz. They came over to my place to do the interview. So you may hear some interesting stuff in the background. There were lots of kids playing and screaming in the background. So it just kind of adds a little something, especially when I start talking to Liz about the kids track, or when Miles brings up about how evil he is. You'll see what I mean.
Sit right back, kick your feet up, and take a load off. It's time to meet one of the members of the Scarab Swarm. Oh yeah.
Now it's time to meet some more members of the Scarab Swarm. So tell me, who are you and what are your roles in the Scarab?
Well, I'm Miles Schultz, and my role in Scarab is usually as a support agent and occasional game master.
And I'm Liz Schultz, and I run the Scarab Kids Track.
Okay. What does that mean, the you said support agent?
Basically, I'm a professional gopher, really. I'll go places, get stuff done, make sure everybody's got what they need to GM and function, pretty much. Glorified gopher.
Okay. Tell us about the kids track. We haven't had a lot of information on this podcast yet about the kids track, but I know that's a pretty big thing for Scarab.
Yeah, we're the only convention that I've been to that has a kids track the size of ours with as much role playing as we have. GnomeCon had a kids track, but they mostly did board games, which is the GnomeCon thing.
Right.
But our kids track is for kids. It says on the website 8 to 13, but I'm flexible. I've GM'd for 6-year-olds before, it's fine. We've got me GMing, and we've got a lot of kid GMs too, which is really, really awesome. And power to the female gamers. All of our kids GM volunteers so far have been girls.
It's been pretty cool seeing all the tables with all the kids there and the kids actually running the games.
Yeah, and they really get into it. I came back last Scarab, or maybe it was the Scarab before last. Yeah, it was Scarab 2. And I had been in the big people room GMing for a couple of teenagers, and I came back and one of the little girls, Maya, had been running Pathfinder. They've got the marker board out. They've got the books out. They're covered in marker.
So much so they look like little Maori.
Yeah, I told this to Dell, and he about flipped out because they were borrowing his Pathfinder books, and I didn't realize that those were his. And I had to go and make sure they weren't getting marker in the books.
So tell me, how did the both of you get involved in Scarab?
Long story short, from the beginning. we were there for the Dell Collins brainchild of Scarab, and we helped develop the name. So South Carolina area role players and board gamers.
Okay.
Initially, it was just going to be SCAR.
SCAR.
And then we added the and board gamers.
Yeah, I think Scarab is friendlier than SCAR.
Do you have anything exciting or interesting or just that you want to talk about for the upcoming Scarab, the 2014 Scarab?
2014 Scarab, we're looking at really allowing a lot of our volunteers to help more. We've been getting a lot of requests for, you know, people to just volunteer, help out, work the kitchen, do whatever. We're not going to have a kitchen this year because we're moving to the Medallion Center and we're almost going to have catering,
right,
which is awesome. But, yeah, we're going to allow our volunteers to participate a lot more. We've got a lot of questions about that.
Anything interesting or exciting about the kids track coming up 2014?
Well, between year two and year three, our kids tracks something like doubled in size, and I think the Collins children and Balin Gambrell have been recruiting at their schools, so
We
may need to get in some more volunteer GMs for that. I'm planning on trying to get in some real Pathfinder in the kids track. I need to get with Dell and work out the mechanics of that, but I think that'll be really cool.
Yeah, you're right. It has. It just does seem to keep getting bigger and bigger. So they're recruiting within their school.
Yeah. Balin gave out. He wore a Pathfinder shirt to school the other day, and the kids were asking him where he got it, and he's like, "Oh, I went to this convention with Scarab." Like, "Oh, what's that?" So the next day he came home and he said, "Daddy," to Brian, "Daddy, give me some Scarab cards to give out to my friends." This was just this week. Brian was telling me this at lunch yesterday. So,
wow.
Yeah. It should be pretty awesome. I'm always impressed by the gaming abilities of the kids come to Scarab. They're really awesome kids. Some of them are silly, but they're really awesome.
Miles, you mentioned the volunteering.
Well, we've actually incorporated a new Scarab board member, Clayton Harbaugh, and he's going to be kind of our pit boss and help coordinate all of our volunteers. So it's going to be a real good thing. We're going to be a lot more organized as far as volunteers are concerned.
Okay. And on the of course, if you go to the website, you can see the different looks like there's different levels, different tiers that if you volunteer for, you can get certain perks for that.
Yeah, we always take care of our volunteers in some way. We at least get them T-shirts and things like that just to show our appreciation for, you know, all the hard work they do.
Tell me a little bit more about yourselves. Just what got you into gaming?
My first gaming experience was Shadowrun in college. I was just hanging around with a friend, and he said, "You know what? You seem like a cool guy. Why don't you come try this?" And that was my start. First character's name, Venture, you know, Street Sand. Bone lacing and claws all the way.
What about you, Liz? What got you into all of this mess?
I have a cousin that's 10 years older than me, and when I was, I think, 10-ish, he came to visit one Christmas, and he gave us a D&D box set, the black one with the red dragon on it. I think that was, like, the second release or something. I don't know. But... And he ran something. I think that it was the Hamlet of Hamlet from Temple of Elemental Evil, but I'm not sure because I really don't remember what happened.
Wow.
Except that at some point my little sister's character was sitting on an orc that we wanted to take prisoner because we didn't have any rope. And then I did a little bit of gaming in middle school, but I didn't really have anybody to game with except my sister and our up-the-hill neighbor, who was kind of weird, but very cool, but weird. And so I didn't game it at all until I got to college, and then I got into the Roundtable Gaming Society at USC, and I met Brian and Matt and Alicia and Miles. And we know where it went from there.
Yeah.
Yep.
Do either of you have any other interesting stories or such that you want to share?
Yes, I have the story of the wedding license.
Oh, this sounds interesting.
We've known each other forever, so it's before Scarab. So this involves another pair of board members, Matt and Alicia Polkowski, now happily married. But during the wedding license got forgotten at the bride's home. So being one of the groomsmen, me and my fellow groomsmen were sent to go retrieve said item. And we were told it was in a black purse, and we were just to go get the black purse. And we asked several times, "Do you want us to check and make sure it's in there?" And they're like, "No, just bring us the black purse, it's in there." So Of course, we go and retrieve the black person. We check to make sure the license is in there. And my friend Jared, my fellow groomsman, checks, goes to put it back in. I was like, let's take it out. He's like, we shouldn't do that, Miles. I'm like, yeah, we should. So he takes it and puts it in his breast pocket. We go back, hand over the black purse. Immediately, the bride and her four bridesmaids start digging through this purse like there's no tomorrow. They're going to find China before they find this wedding license. We're sitting there listening to them, trying to keep from cracking up as they're all, you know, digging through this purse. My friend Jared looks over at me. He's starting to break. I'm like, I'm starting to feel bad. I'm like, be strong. A few more minutes go by of them digging through this purse. And finally, Jared is just, he's showing signs of stress, so I decided to get us out of there. We're like, well, we delivered the purse, we did our job, and we left. We gave the wedding license back when the preacher announced the wedding was off. Good times.
Oh my goodness.
So, proof of what you're dealing with, folks. I'm basically evil.
But don't let that stop you from trying to volunteer. It's...
I'm a fun evil.
And he uses this to great advantage while GMing. I'm good at making my players feel awesome. He's good at being evil to his players so that they feel that they've accomplished something by the end.
Oh my goodness.
What about you, Liz? Do you have any crazy stories or just interesting stories or anything that you want to share?
Not that I can think of right away. I forgot when I was telling my story about how I got into gaming that to mention Mary, because I don't know, it's really unusual and awesome that I have a twin sister who's also on the Scarab board, and she and I have been gaming together forever. It was her and my two little sisters, Sarah and Christina, in that very first game of ours, so.
Wow.
I don't know, you could tell a story about Del playing the crazy Shaku sorcerer.
How did that go? Our con director, Del, is crazy. Any game I have ever played with him, his characters are insane. So we were playing Swashbucklers of the Seven Skies, which is kind of like pirates with flying ships and some magic. And his character was a crazy witch doctor. And he had a telekinesis power, among other powers. And so they get to the lair of the bad guys. This is the thing about me as a GM. My bad guys always fail because my players just look at me and say, what is the craziest thing I could do to this woman's bad guys? And I'm going to do that. And then she won't be able to think of a response. And then I'll win. That's how it always goes. So Del's crazy witch doctor used his telekinetic powers to rip the enemy pirate's clothing off and lift him up off the ground by his
sensitive anatomy.
Gotcha. Yeah. Gotcha. Yeah.
And
wow.
I just couldn't think of a response to that. This is how this goes. Yeah. I would definitely say one of my GMing strengths is if the players say that it happens, I'm not going to tell them no. I'm very flexible because I had to be. The very first campaign that I ever ran was a fairy tale campaign, and it opened up with, I had magically put the PCs to sleep, and one of them was chained to a doomsday device that was going to suck out his soul rather painfully. He's just chained to this thing. It's kind of like the thing in The Princess Bride.
Okay.
Have you seen that movie?
Okay.
So, yeah. So the bad guy walks into the room, and I open my mouth to monologue, and Jason says in character, Master, look at these minions I've brought to you. He says this as he's strapped to a table that's going to do horrible things to him. Yeah, so thinking on my feet, my players forced me to do this.
Wow.
I don't know if it's just me. They look at me and they want to do crazy things. I don't know. I blame Miles, partly. Because he was there for so both
of course things. I egg them on. It's kind of my job. It makes the game fun.
Well, there...
also makes you do squishy face and smash your forehead and smack your forehead a lot.
Yes.
So are there any particular games that are your favorites or the ones you look forward to either running or playing the most?
I gotta say, I personally love the PDQ system. Swashbucklers with Seven Skies, anything with that's PDQ based, great flexible system. You can run anything in it.
Mm-hmm.
Some people say that's a weakness. I can't help but see it as a strength because it's very rules light.
Yeah, we are definitely indie gamers by preference. Rules light is good. Some people like the crunch. Me, not so much. Miles likes crunchy games, so...
A little bit. I also really love the Dresden Files RPG.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah?
It is fabulous.
A lot of people seem to really like that. I have a friend who's just been nuts with it. He played in your Con Carolina's game at least once, maybe twice.
Twice. Yes.
And since then, he's been going on. He has not stopped talking about it since then.
I'm glad I made a favorable impression on him.
And I'm trying to convince him to volunteer running that for different conventions, including Scarab.
Well, that would be best for us.
But
yeah. It's good for him to run it at other conventions, but, you know, enlighten self-interest.
Dresden is definitely the game for Miles, though, because he's evil to his players. And if you've read any of the Dresden Files books, it's all about the protagonist being in way over his head, and all these horrible things just happen to him without giving him any breathing space. So you have to be evil to GM that. I'm not very good at it. Miles is awesome at it, because he's evil.
So if we've learned anything from this so far, it's that Miles is evil.
But in a good way.
Evil in a good way.
Yeah.
Okay.
A little pain teaches you life lessons. I'm helping, really.
Are there any sort of last little shout-outs or such that you want to give? Anything you want to try to promote or plug? Or
just a little PSA. Remember, folks... Stupidity is a force of nature, kind of like radiation. It can be used for good or evil, and you definitely don't want to get any on you.
Okay. What about you, Liz? Any?
This would be a good opportunity to put in a plug for Scarab volunteer GMs.
Okay.
We can never have too many of those.
That's true.
Our convention is only as good as the people who show up and play and run games for us. So.
I like that plug. I've been trying to push some of my friends into running some volunteering to run some games.
You can use all the help we can get.
Come be awesome. The Scarab kids really are awesome. They deserve to have minion shirts and have people know that they're awesome. Dell's kids, Emma and Katie and Bo and Balin, Gambrel. They really work hard when they come to Scarab. They're... Especially Emma and Katie are some of our volunteer GMs, and they're just awesome. So,
oh, yeah,
shout
definitely.
Out to my kids. They're awesome.
And I think that Katie, in particular, volunteers to do some Pathfinder Society stuff.
Katie runs Pathfinder for adults. It's really funny to walk in and see this little blonde girl GMing for this table of grown men. And cackling madly as she rolls her dice and kills them.
Yeah, I've always thought that was neat as well.
But it's really great because she's learning how to manage people, and that's
a
critical life skill no matter where you go, is learning how to interact with people and, you know, exercise a little authority.
Yeah, and
it's good practice.
Yeah.
Her older sister, Emma, is really good with the little kids.
Okay.
Yeah, so she really shines in that department. They're both really awesome. And I'm sure eventually we'll get the boys to help GM. And we've got little Xander and Aiden and Hayden, which is Clay's son.
They're coming up. They're gonna be...
They're getting old enough to get into things now, so...
Right. Yeah. So get them ready to roll some dice or...
Yes.
I know I always hear about Bo playing in a Pathfinder Society just... cleaving stuff in half with his
his character
BJ
with his character
Big Bad John.
Alright, well, again, I was talking with Miles and Liz Schultz. Thank you for sitting down and give me some of your time, give me some information talking about Scarab and yourselves.
It's our pleasure. Thanks for having us.
Yes.
All right.
And now, Loot Balls.
Interested in volunteering for Scarab? Go to Scarab's website and click on the Gaming tab to learn about the special GM and volunteer discounts. Volunteering 15 hours gets you the Tier 3 badge discount of $25. Volunteering 25 hours gets you into Tier 2, which comes with a free badge, Scarab t-shirt, and a $5 food per diem at the cantina. Volunteering 35 hours gets you into Tier 3, which includes the free badge, the free t-shirt, the $5 food per diem, one quarter of a hotel room for the convention, and a special gift, $30 in value. Now remember, this is a 4-day convention, so this is quite a deal. I also wanted to go ahead and make an addendum to the last episode. I said that the store Pixels and Pawns in Columbia runs Pathfinder Society on Fridays, and shortly after the episode went out, I was informed that they do not, in fact, do Pathfinder Society on Fridays. Sorry about that. But you should still go check them out. It's a really fun store. They've got a lot of stuff going on, a lot of other games and such. Of course, Scarab does do the Pathfinder Society on Wednesday nights at Firefly Toys and Games in Lexington, South Carolina. So if you're interested, please check that out as well.
Hey there, Luther. What if you tell me what are you playing?
So up next, I have a bit of a treat for everybody. The Scarab Swarm has been preparing to go to Gen Con in August to run some Pathfinder Society for Paizo. And so in preparation for that, a good number of the Scarab Swarm has been gathering together on various weekends to run some of their scenarios and just try to get a few kinks out and make sure everything goes smooth. Well, I managed to get a recording device, a microphone in there, and catch a few tidbits of some candid, in the wild, as it were, role-playing. So what you're about to hear is several snippets of things that were overheard during one such weekend of preparing for Pathfinder Society. So enjoy. You're first going to get a nice little taste of Del Collins talking about one of his crazy characters, and you'll get to hear the interesting story of Lumpy Boots. You'll get to hear Brian Gambrell doing a few impressions of Adiugs in there somewhere, and I believe it ends with the group actually talking about Brian's favorite tactic to use when playing the game of Shadowrun, the tactic that he prefers to use whenever there's anybody who is female at the table. So, yeah. Enjoy!
Sorry, ladies. It's got a mind of its own.
It's really creepy.
I can't control it.
So...
Totally, by the way.
She has a little dinosaur that follows her around called Lumpy Boots. So she has a little bitty...
Little compy?
Yeah, a little compy that follows her around. His name is Lumpy Boots. She's constantly yelling at him and berating him.
In common, or what language does she speak?
Whatever. She speaks about a dozen languages.
Oh, I was just going to ask you, what is Lumpy Boots? And how did you
get that name? He's a little dinosaur. Oh, I come up with weird names for pets. He's a little dinosaur.
Cat's named Dog. I mean, come on.
Because I'm a witch... the witches' spellbooks are creatures.
Are there, right.
So that he's my spellbook.
Their totem teaches it through
an
animal.
But I just wanted to know about Lumpy Boots. Why?
Oh, why the name? Because I figured she's always berating him, and she's always yelling at him. She's going to turn him into a pair of boots.
That's funny.
And someone one time said, oh, if you turn him into a pair of boots, they'll be lumpy. So, Lumpy Boots.
They'll have, like, claws sticking out the close
She gets up close and personal in combat. She tells you, I like to feel my enemy's neck bone breaking.
Okay.
Oh, so you're like Leda then. That's you need to punch creepy. You need to use your fists.
She's very creepy. Because then her hair's on you. Abyssal, Common, Draconic, Hallet, Infernal, Minkai, Azirion, Shoan. That's one of the two. She speaks a lot of languages, so.
And then like attack comes around the corner, it just it makes the displays it. Hey, as soon as it sees you,
a short phrase is still a free action.
Well, it does it before you do that.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
And it doesn't react to that, I guess.
It kind of, it... Is anyone else doing anything?
I can't really see very well. I just hear the sound. I'm like, what's going on? Kind of lean out, and I could barely see the thing at my extended range, so...
Which I don't actually
As soon as I got to the bottom, I take out my sword, and my battle axe, and my shield, but...
Good food!
We'll
respond. You say, well, what I meant in common, and it says something back. It kind of lowers its tentacles a little bit. It goes... good something to eat to Tog? I am Tog. Give Tog good food with good taste.
Tog, we may have good food. If we give you good food, will you allow us to pass?
I don't know. What food you got?
What food do you want?
You didn't memorize great food more, did you?
Huh?
That's what I meant to the
clip.
No, but I have a couple of days of
trail rations. What kind of food do you want?
Yeah, I pass up my trail rations.
So is that an intimidate check, I guess?
That would be a roll initiative check.
We'll see if he's shaking.
Can I have my trail rations back?
I told you.
Farlig has a 24 to grapple.
Okay.
What was your initiative?
Size creature are you? You're a medium sized creature.
Wow.
Medium sized creature.
Okay.
It's already figured at large size. So.
And this is not gone yet, right?
Huh?
It's, no, flat, it's flat footed. Flat footed.
I should do it. Yeah, I mean, you hit. I'm just trying to remember. There's a rule about grappling large creatures.
Oh, really? Wow.
It gets +4 on its CMD, but it's already calculated
okay.
into CMD.
All right.
So it's going to take 5 points of damage. Hair wraps around.
Awesome. One less thing to worry about.
And you're right up on it, right?
I'm on it.
Okay.
And this is not grappled.
If you've got it grappled and I shoot it, there's no additional.
Oh, crap. That was the other thing.
No, matter of fact,
while we were out was a bow.
No, it's a matter of fact, it's much easier to hit now.
But I started talking too much.
What'd you get? 5?
I am proficient.
5 damage.
So if we came down to it, I could always use yours.
Yeah,
for
that's fine. It's not magical. It's supposed to be strength there. What's your strength?
Do a favor and find grab
you
me.
Said you pull it.
Yeah, but I didn't actually buy it before we got
To real.
It wasn't her. It wasn't her. You can't be afraid of tentacles and like.
Heading down the sewer.
I would be afraid of tentacles.
So we move on down to the.
Yeah. Well, we're checking out.
Tends to jump.
We need. Well, we need to keep track of where that trap was.
We need to go get some boards too.
Nowhere near.
I thought the trap was.
I'll make sure I go get some like 2x8s, like a couple 10-foot 2x8s, so that we lay one across. So when we're hopping, we lay a 2x8 across.
Well, anybody got a haversack? Any haversack?
No, man.
You should stick a ladder down in there.
Okay. I have a ladder in my handy haversack now.
Yeah. I'll go ahead and spend the gold for a ladder.
You have a folding ladder.
Yeah, it's a 10-foot square area, so it's 10-foot square area.
A haversack? Handy haversack?
It's 10-foot deep.
It's 4 foot.
It's
4x4.
It's 10 square
two by,
feet,
two
not
by
10
two by
foot
one.
Square.
It's 4x4x4, and then... 2x2x1 on the side pocket.
Oh, never mind.
Okay, so I don't have a ladder in my hand.
You can have a folding ladder.
Unless it's a rope ladder.
Or a rope ladder. We have 2x4. We carry a 2x4, I lay it across, we go to the zoo. All
right. I jump back and forth a couple of times.
Put a rope ladder
down. As soon as we get back down, I drink my antitoxin anti-plague again.
So we keep on going. I'm keeping my eyes out for traps.
That's a good thing.
I'm keeping my eyes out for tentacles. 14.
You hit it.
14.
Okay.
I punched
Seth. Okay. Sure. It doesn't move. It goes, ow!
The statue says
ow? It goes ow, or I go out.
You go out because you just punched the statue.
No, I don't go. Okay. I don't go.
Okay, well, it
she's a monk.
It hurts.
Roll damage.
Does it shut up or anything?
Punch it.
Okay.
Kick it.
Yell
at it.
Yell at it.
Okay, yeah.
Yell at it.
Yeah.
Break!
All right.
How much damage?
5.
Cha.
Not under it.
It's got a 10
harness.
Yeah, it's got a 10 harness. So it's just, All right, so that was Layla.
We need to find a game that actually has that kind of weapon.
No, I've been through the train. We punched the wall over and over for
there you go.
Days at a time. So that would hurt a normal person.
Did you
person,
want to activate your monkey style?
Me.
Just to have it up?
Oh, yes, I do.
Monkey style's up?
Yes, monkey style. So I punch it like a monkey.
punch
it. Actually, you probably like, you know, go on your hind legs and then kick it like, wah! I want a shirt that says that for some reason.
What's that?
Punch it like a monkey. Punch it like a monkey. This is down,
I could just see the monkeys from Monkey Lab.
That's pretty great.
That's the illustration. Just.
Oh, gotcha!
Okay. Punch it like a monkey. Don't kiss the monkey.
Yeah.
Right. It has the genie.
You go before me. I just want to react to that. Aliens versus Predator.
You need to record that and then just kind of keep that as
Have you seen Predator? Aliens versus Predator. We're on the Razor scooters. There's two. There's an alien and a Predator.
It's your flat footed AC 22
on Razor scooters.
No.
The race will decide the fate of the races or something like that.
Mary's not flat footed anyway.
It is hit it.
She's monkey footed.
What?
No, she's gone already.
Yeah, but not to. But it's.
She's acted in the room. She's at my. She's calm. She's making.
It was hidden.
It was hidden. It didn't.
Oh, it's sneaking. Oh,
it's a sneak attack.
Well,
it's
she has to. Did she get a perception check to see it?
Yeah.
It's your sneaky.
No.
You have to give her a chance to see it.
All right, roll.
Well, you don't have to, but I would think you would.
I mean, I ran right up to the statue.
You're roll, Brian.
I was so focused on punching the statue that
you
I didn't notice.
You're only looking at that one fist.
You should make that roll.
Yeah, my bonus is plus 11.
You got player song.
Okay. No, you didn't see it.
Okay.
They're pretty small and they have
what's your perception?
Okay. Plus 11.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
they're teeny and they have a really good hide.
I also have. Okay, so it's 22 hits me, but I also have deflect arrows.
No,
and I was trying to find how that works.
Hmm. You have to be aware of the attack.
Okay. Alright, then it hits me.
Tell
me how much damage.
Okay. Lateral. Or
alright. As soon as that thing pops up, I'm going to go ahead and take my action.
Okay.
My held action.
It's a devil. Kill it.
I just move up.
They summoned the devil.
3, 4, 5.
They're wizards with stuff.
I'm going up to right here.
They must die.
They're wizards with stuff.
Okay, what's your range on your gun? 20 feet?
You're wearing your food.
Yeah.
Still win the bet.
We didn't get anything.
Oh. Tutorial rule.
A little bit lower.
Retroactively by
lower.
Starting
now. And to the right. There it is. What it was, started itching. Couldn't reach it. Thank you. I couldn't reach it. My first instinct was to scratch it on you.
Which would look a little bit wrong.
No.
Maybe.
But usually my leg is up against like the leg of a table or something like that, so it's not a big deal. But she's right here.
Got him
right. I have to stop.
And the iconography around it.
Does that include quasi evil and semi evil?
Yes.
And the Diet Coke of evil.
Well, I probably would non-lethal damage that.
No, you're supposed to destroy evil. You let two devil worshippers run away!
Didn't worship devils?
Really, they did.
And having Mary's character seduce people is like the shortest way of like
no,
achieving
you think
their
that.
No, that
my
that,
character thinks kissing people in the face is the shortest
way. Blah, 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 your names. Come on.
Her. And that's only when she can't carry her katana into buildings.
Whatever. That was a brilliant plan that would have completely worked. Should have just controlled thoughts and made you do it.
We should let you play a
yeah,
girl
no,
character.
You
the five words
there you go, Brian. You play
track.
A female character.
You
like then you can
it.
Seduce all you want.
Dude, you're just hemorrhaging.
Well, that was some crazy stuff from the Swarm right there. Maybe made a few of you even think about some of your own gaming groups or some of the other times you've gotten together with some friends of yours and tried to actually play something. Well, this is going to bring us to the end of our fourth episode of the Scarab Swarmcast. We got to speak with Miles and Liz Schultz from the Scarab Swarm, and they got to talk about all the things that got them into gaming, some of their favorite games. You should go check out some of those, Dresden Files and PDQ. We also got to just now hear some live recordings that we're taking from the Scarab, some members of the Scarab Swarm preparing for some Pathfinder Society games for Gen Con this year. And on that note, big shout out to Lumpy Boots. You know what I'm talking about. But anyways, if you want to advertise with Scarab or if you want to try to sponsor Scarab, you can contact Scarab actually through their website. To advertise, you can send an email address to advert@scarab.com, and of course there's little dashes in between each letter, so S-C, etc., etc. If you have any questions about Scarab, you can always post questions on Facebook, or there's a contact section on Scarab's website as well. Got any questions or comments about the podcast? Well, you can drop me a line either on the comments section here on this podcast or on the Scarab Facebook site, or you can email me directly at johnmanes, J-O-N-M-A-N-E-S-S, at scarab.com, again with the dashes. In fact, if you have a game that you want me to promote or talk about when you're for the What You Playin' segment, you can always type up something with your name and some little blurb about the game, and I'll be sure to get that out on the podcast as well. Well, that's enough of the craziness for now. In fact, I'm going to let I Fight Dragons take us out with their song, Crazies. So until next time, this is John Manus.
Crazies are coming to life. Whoa, oh, oh, I can't take it anymore, 'cause they're crazy, but maybe